Welcome to Shomach Shavan and Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Chov Dalet. We learned the Mishnah and Abu Dav tells us that what is kosher in Kohanim is posul in Levim. What is kosher in Levim is posul in Kohanim. And explains the Gemara. The Kohanim are nifsa with mumin, with blemishes, and the Levim are nifsa with shanim, with years. So Reuven Margolios over here in the Shari Zoya sends us to the Sefer, which is called Klolei Kitzur Sefer Apliyo, which was written by the Ritbaz. And then the Ritbaz says the following. Koyin is bechesed. This is something you do in Divrei Rishonim, that the Koyanim have to do with chesed, kipi koyin ishmerudas. They are the ones that bring the hashpah from above. We spoke about it in the past regarding Birkas Koyanim. The hashpah and all the goods that comes from the Shemayim goes through the Koyanim. The Levim or Bedin. They shayach to me the Sedin. There's also Kedavar Pashat. What is the Levim doing? Shomrim Mishmeres HaKodesh. They're guarding. They're making sure that nobody goes out of his territory. That's the idea of Midas Adin. So he says like this. The Shanim is the idea of years of Zikno. That belongs to Chesed. Chesed fits with Zikno. Mum, blemish, belongs to Din. And what he's saying is really brought down the Rikanti in Pashas Emor. The Rikanti explains, he brings a marker to this, the Mechilta that says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, so Nigla B'Sinai Kezoken Mole Rachmim. Ve'alayam, when he was in war fighting the Mitzrim, he was Nizgale Ke'ish Milchomo. So in older age, that shows Rachmi, that shows mercy, that shows Hashpah, that shows all the good sky coming, that belongs to Azoken. Someone who's young represents din, represents war, represents fighting, represents the midah of gvur. So shanim is something which belongs to rachamim, to chesed. Mumim is a blemish, something is missing over here, something is incomplete, that belongs to me, the sedin. So what Reuven Margolis is bringing is that Koyhanim, that midosum is chesed. What is points of them, what fights them, what stops them from doing their chesed, is the midas adin, is the other mido, mum, which stops their chesed. And by Levim, what their ikar avoid is midas adin. So what stops them is shanim, is years, which brings them into midas chesed. And to explain this a little bit more, look in the Sfasemis, Parshas Chayesoro, year Tafreshun Ches. He brings over there the measure that says, Avram Tovo Zikno. He has to have an old age. Yitzchok Yisurim. Yitzchok, what he wanted is Yisurim, is suffering. So explains this as MS. Ikar rotzono avos ha'lekariv bnei Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim v'lechuvo. The main thing he wanted to do is Am Yisrael to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu, his midas chesed. So he feels, how does a person get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Roiv shanim yudiyu chochma. It's a pasuk in here. Shemiyashav adam es atzmei kamachasodim oivre olav tovim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is old, he gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he realizes he's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Avraham Avinu is asking Zikno. So I'm just going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the years. Yitzchak is midas adin. Din is judgment, is punishment. So what brings someone close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the midas adin perspective? Yisurim, he's suffering, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then he concludes and says that even by Yitzchak Avinu, it says, Kivayaki Zoken Yitzchok Fatichenu Einov. He also has a din of Zikno. What's Shat? So he brings our Mishnah. Says, Shonim is Poisel Belevim. Meaning, Mita Sadin, in the end of the day, Tzochli Zbatel Besoifel Mita Sacheset. This we spoke about in the past, just to mention in short, Mita Sadin in the world has a purpose. To bring the chesed. As the Ramchal explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us good. But if a person is going to get it for free, for no work, so then he's getting a free lunch, he's going to get something which is Nahamad HaKisufo, something which is embarrassing. So you have to work for it. So Midas HaDin is only a tool to get to the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So eventually the din will be batel. The din is only for the purpose of the chesed. It's not that's something that's standing on its own. So that's why in the end of the day, the Levim, they get to Zikno, which is Chesed, and then they're not Din anymore. Then they turn to be Chesed. That's happened to Yitzchak Avinu as well. Yitzchak Avinu, which is Midas HaGevura and Din, eventually he gets to the idea, to the concept of Zikno. And that's what it means, that Tichenu Einov, his Mido became smaller. His Midas HaDin became smaller. So once you put all this together, comes a Gevaldik Adamoid. A Koyin is Midos HaChesed, and a Koyin can be the one who's bringing the Chesed and the Shefa his whole life. What will stop him? will stop him will be when the din comes and stops him. Meaning, Mishamayim, they're stopping and they're telling him you don't belong to Chesed anymore. And that's when he has mum. And after, that's what the Gemara also tells us, year says, when he starts shaking, he's not anymore Chesed, he has some limitations. The Levim or Midas Adin. So Midas Adin doesn't bother me mum, because mum belongs to din. So when does a Levi stop being a Levi? When he becomes old. Once he becomes old, he doesn't belong to din anymore. He belongs to Chesed. So he can't be a Levi. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.